Hi and welcome back, Cam Mackay again. Today we're going to expand on what we discussed last time and talk about compartment one beneath the extensor retinaculum. So extensor compartment number one and its contents. Hopefully you can remember what that is, but we're going to summarise it briefly. Let's get started. The compartment one tendons are responsible for a condition called de Quervain's tenosynovitis. De Quervain's is an eponymous name. The eponymous names in medicine and surgery generally named after the person who found it or first wrote up the condition in the scientific literature, in this case, Fritz de Quervain. If we're not using the eponymous name, we would call this first dorsal compartment tenosynovitis, compartment 1 extensor synovitis, or even stenosing tenosynovitis of the first dorsal compartment. You can see why sometimes we use an eponymous name in preference. Overall, however, the anatomical description gives us a lot more information about what's going on. We remember that the first dorsal compartment is located here on the radial side of the wrist. Again, in this diagram, we'll remember from last time, we have the dorsal carpal ligament or extensor retinaculum, and beneath it, the extensor tendons passing into the hand. Over here on the radial side is compartment one. In the transverse section, we again see the radial side tendons, APL and EPB, passing along together in compartment 1. We remember this diagram once again, extensor compartments 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and 6. In this case, compartment 1 is the area we're interested in. And compartment 1 contains the APL, abductor pollicis longus, and EPB, extensor pollicis brevis. Pollicis, the thumb. In de Quervain's tenosynovitis, the tendons to the thumb become inflamed or irritated as they pass beneath the extensor retinaculum in compartment 1. This is why it can be called compartment 1 tenosynovitis or extensor tenosynovitis in the first dorsal compartment. The problem relates to tenosynovitis, so tendon inflammation within that compartment. This causes significant pain and discomfort for people as they're using those tendons in the first compartment, or if they're bending their wrist and causing tension across that area. It can be caused for a number of reasons: repetitive activity or use of the wrist in that position, direct trauma, such as during a fall or a blow to the area, overuse or unusual activity. We can see this sometimes in work situations, but we also see it in new mothers or new grandmothers who are picking up baby over and over again and cause irritation in the first compartment. It can also be caused by underlying inflammatory or degenerative causes. The condition, interestingly, is 10 times more common in females than in males. Whatever the cause, though, the ultimate situation results in a vicious cycle of inflammation within the first compartment. More activity causes more inflammation causes more pain. Treatment primarily involves resting the area to allow the inflammation to settle and break that cycle. This is often combined with splinting from a hand therapist or off the shelf to immobilize the thumb and stop that tendon activity through the first compartment. Another useful adjunct in this situation, if the condition is severe, is a steroid injection within the first compartment. This again adds to that local anti-inflammatory effect. Beyond that, the condition is surgical. If the condition fails to resolve quickly with conservative measures, a surgical procedure can fix it. This does, however, involve an operative approach to that first compartment and a release of the first compartment tendons to allow them to glide freely. It's a very effective operation and relatively simple, but still has those risks of surgery. The first compartment here is simply released to allow these tendons more space. The debate surrounds when to approach this with surgery. There are varying opinions, as with anything in surgical practice. Some will say trial the conservative management for 6 months. Others will say for 6 weeks. In my practice, people with this condition are very debilitated. If they're having conservative measures for 6 to 8 weeks with no relief from discomfort. Their lives are significantly limited from this chronic and constant pain on the wrist. I tend to proceed to surgery quickly if people's lives are affected and they're unable to do the things they want to do in their daily life. But that has to be balanced with the patient's wishes. And if they wish to go on with some more conservative measures, that's very reasonable to do. In general though, if you can't do the things you need to do and you've tried conservative management for 6 to 8 weeks, looking towards a surgical procedure may be a good way of getting life back on track quickly. So that's a quick summary of de Quervain's tenosynovitis, or tenosynovitis of the first dorsal compartment. Hopefully that's useful. Please let me know in the comments if you've had this problem or if there are any other questions and things we didn't cover. We'll see you next time.